Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the best football show. I am Brian Baldinger, and I'm here just about every day, especially this time of year. We're now, 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks away to the NFL draft. And honestly, I don't know. I mean, I know that we got the women's finals in basketball yesterday. This is Monday morning, April 8th. We got a solar eclipse later today. We've got an NCAA basketball championship tonight. There's a lot going on in this world right now. But honestly, where I go and in my world, it's all about the draft. So as we get closer to the draft, I'm going to be breaking down all kinds of prospects. I'm doing some work with some different teams, looking at potential draft picks that they could have. So I'm busy doing all that. But we have gone through the AFC division by division, kind of where they at, where they stack up, what happened after free agency, what they might look at in the draft picks, what direction they could go, and can some teams change? Because we know almost on average that there's 5 to 6 new playoff teams every year. Who's going to get bounced out? Who's not going to make it? Last year, obviously, Cincinnati Bengals didn't make it. Joe Burrow, pulls a calf muscle in training camp. He breaks his wrist during the season. The Bengals are dead. And Jacob Browning played well. So anyways, that's just an example. But this is the best football show. You can find me at Baldy NFL on all the platforms. You can find this daily podcast wherever you get your free Odyssey podcast. Download it. Like, subscribe. Tell all your friends about it. So without any further ado, let's look at the NFC North, a highly competitive NFC North. And let's just start with the Detroit Lions, because it was a great season. It was a great season for Detroit. It might not have ended up in an NFC championship game the way Lion fans and some people wanted it to, because they certainly had their chances to win that game. They had San Francisco on the ropes. They couldn't finish it. They lost 34-31 in a thrilling, thrilling game. But that was the whole postseason for the Lions, who finished 12-5 in the regular season. Each game was a nail biter. I mean, that first game against the Rams, we knew the Rams were hot coming in. They had won 5 out of 6. They win by a point, 24-23. I mean, it was a great game. Even the following week against Tampa, 31-23, they didn't put Tampa away till late in that game. Tampa was kind of hanging around. And so what have the Lions done? Because I think they've done a lot. Like, they went out and they got Kevin Zeitler to be their new right guard. And so what that does is it keeps – because they lost Jonah Jackson, the right guard, in free agency. But they go and replace him with Kevin Zeitler. All Zeitler does, he's one of the strongest human beings in the league. All he does is line up and play games at a very high level. The best thing I can say about Kevin is you never mention his name. Like, I'll bet in Baltimore last year, in the 19 games that the Ravens played, nobody ever mentioned Kevin Zeitler, the right guard. The same thing when he was at Cincinnati. You never mentioned Kevin Zeitler, except, since he's been gone, they have not replaced him. I think getting Kevin Zeitler keeps, and he lines up right between Frank Ragnow and Penei Sewell, two Pro Bowl players. Like, they keep the offensive line strong. So that's imperative for Jared Goff, who had another great season with Detroit. They kept Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, which I didn't think you were going to be able to do. I thought what he showed me week in, week out, game planning, really creative play calling, creative play design. Like, he's really talented. But they kept their coaching staff together. They keep the majority of the offense together, including a really good backfield, getting DeAndre Swift to come in. I'm sorry, to have Jahmyr Gibbs with David Montgomery. to go with the rookie Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, they're really, really good. I think Jameson Williams takes off this year, a full year removed from, you know, an ACL tear. They're the number one five offense in football last year. And I think the offense is going to be dynamic. It's going to be very good. And then defensively is where they had their problems. Obviously, San Francisco put up a big number in the NFC Championship game. They brought in a ton of reinforcements in free agency. Now, we'll see what Marcus Davenport is. I mean, former first-round pick that New Orleans traded up, gave up a lot of assets to get, has not really delivered, has had a lot of injuries, been in and out of the lineup, has not developed a real pure pass rush move. But he is a baby Huey. He's incredibly big and strong. Lining up opposite Aiden Hutchinson, okay. You go out and you get DJ Reader coming off a major knee injury. But if he's back, he's an immovable object. You put DJ Reader next to McNeil inside, it's pretty good, tandem. So, you know, I say that, that's something that has a chance to really develop, because almost every other place, their linebacker, their safety core is super talented. Brian Branch, awesome rookie last year. You look at Kirby Joseph at free safety. You look at Ife Melifuanu and what he did. Just fill up the stat page the last half of the season. They're a solid, solid team. And they will be talked about all offseason, preseason, as a team that can challenge San Francisco, Philadelphia, some of the best teams in the NFC for sure. They're going to be right there. I don't know if they have a 12-5 record. Maybe they improve it. They have a number one pick. They have the 29th pick, and they have the 61st pick. No second-round pick. So could they go get edge help? Could they invest with that 31st, 29th pick? Would Latu drop? You know, would Braswell be around? Would Chop Robinson be around? I feel like it's still their number one need. They need a stud opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, who is exactly that. So I think Detroit has a chance because they've already filled needs. They've done a phenomenal job building this roster. It's a very good roster. So I think they have a chance here. They've addressed things in free agency. They brought in Carlton Davis to play corner, who's been a good corner in Tampa, won a Super Bowl with Tampa. They brought in Amik Robertson, can be your nickel corner. They've got depth in the secondary. They could still go corner with a 29th pick. 61st pick, they could go corner. They could go depth on the offensive line for sure. All those things are in play for Detroit. So who's chasing? Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers, they had San Francisco on the ropes after they demolished the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. They put up 48 points on them. They demolished them. Like, it was a beatdown. As bad as any playoff game as I've seen in a long time. I mean, they ran the ball right down their throats. With Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, no longer there. A.J. Dillon is, and here comes Josh Jacobs. So, Josh Jacobs, 2 years removed from winning the rushing title in this league. I think Josh is only 25 years old. He might only be 24 right now, but he'll be 25 during the season. He's still very young. Got a lot of football in him. And Aaron Jones has been a stud, an absolute stud for Green Bay. Part of that electrifying 2018 draft with Kamara and, you know, maybe just the best all-around back in all of football in San Francisco and Fournette. You know, like, it's talented. McCaffrey, Kamara, Jones. That was a great draft. Anyways, Aaron Jones, outside of Christian McCaffrey, probably the best back, not knocking McCaffrey or what Fournette has done in this league or anybody else. He's been a stud player. Fifth round, UTEP. Anyways, let's look at Green Bay, because the young receivers, whether it's Romeo Dobbs or Jaden Reed or Christian Watson or Musgrave or Kraft, it's unreal how quickly Matt LaFleur and his staff has developed these guys into real playmakers. That's never happened in Green Bay before. Maybe Sterling Sharp is the last rookie to come in and just set the world on fire in Green Bay, maybe. But it's unreal. And that's a credit to Jordan Love, It's a credit to the staff. Jordan Love was outstanding in his first full year. 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Goes to Dallas, wins a big playoff game. I mean, elite talent. So you lose John Runyon, but, you know, look, Sean Ryan was coming in there and, you know, playing with him, rotating with him throughout the season. Xavier McKinney comes in, upgrades the safety position. You know, you got Jair Alexander, you got Stokes, you got Valentine and Valentine at corner. You got depth there. The big move was, defensively, is they blew out Joe Barry. And they replaced him with Jeff Hafley, which is an interesting move. The head coach at Boston College comes in, and he's the new defensive coordinator. So I'm curious what Green Bay might do in this draft, because they have drafted exceptionally well. They've got 11 picks. So the first thing is, would they stay? They won playoff games with Zach Tom at right tackle and Rasheed Walker at left tackle. They were both 2022 draft picks. Tom, fourth round out of Wake Forest. Rasheed was the seventh round pick. I mean, they're pretty good. Now, if this is a deep draft at offensive tackle, do you want to go out and get one of those guys out there, or Tyler Guyton, Amarius Mims? Do you want to go out there and try to upgrade the tackle position? Jordan Morgan. I mean, there's a lot of guys that could be there at 25. It's a consideration. There's centers in this draft that are worthy of the 25th pick. Graham Barton at Duke. Got a great center at Oregon. Do you want to try to upgrade there? Do you want to still build on defense? You know, Johnny Newton out of Illinois. Just keep building that defensive front. They've got a lot of options. They've got 2 second-round picks. They've got 2 third-round picks. They've got 5 of the top 91 picks in this draft. I mean, one more good draft, and it might put Green Bay over the top, where instead of 9-8, maybe they're competing with Detroit. Maybe they're going neck and neck with Detroit, you know, to try to win the division. It is a team that is – they didn't rebuild. They just restocked on the fly from Aaron Rodgers. By the way, one of those second-round picks is for Aaron Rodgers, you know, trading him to the New York Jets last year. Turns out it was the right trade. Jordan Love was ready. Can't give that coaching staff enough credit for all the things that they've done. But I think the big change is going to be Joe Barry. And let's face it, they were the 23rd-ranked defense. They had their share of injuries. You know, Devondre Campbell is no longer there. We'll see how that goes. Middle linebacker is, I think, inside linebacker is a position of need. Peyton Wilson, could he be, you know, the 41st pick in the second round out of North Carolina State? Could he come in there and do that? They had a good rookie class last year. So Lucas Van Ness came in and gave them, you know, some real juice off the edge. This is a really fun division to talk about, to look at, to study, and all the things that are going on. I mean, there's 2 playoff teams that won playoff games, both lost to San Francisco, and both lost to the NFC champion, the 49ers, in close games, and both had chances to win those games in the playoffs. So that's where both Detroit and Green Bay is at right now, and they're very well coached. I mean, you can't say enough about Dan Campbell and what he has done, how they have changed that culture in Detroit, and what Matt LaFleur is doing in Green Bay, winning playoff games. You know, a real succession plan with Jordan Love, you know, after Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and it looks to me like this is the guy for a long time to come. I was a big fan of Jordan Love coming out of Utah State. Matt Wells was his head coach there. Matt Wells told me in that draft, he said, look, he's got first-round talent, but he needs to sit. He's not ready yet. And they had the perfect succession plan. And 3 years after that, he stepped in with incredible chemistry with the rookie Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, Watson. It's really unbelievable to watch. So I'm excited about Green Bay, really excited about them. And with 11 picks and 5 of the top 91 picks, they could really stock shelves for quite a long time to come. So it's I'm really curious to see what, you know, Gutekunst does, the general manager, and what that personnel department looks at. And so that's the first half of the NFC North. For the Best Football Show, I'm your host, Brian Baldinger. I'll come back tomorrow and take a look at both the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears, who it's debatable how much they have improved. We'll get to all of them. We'll get to the changes, everything that's taken place there in Minnesota and Chicago when I join you on the next Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.